Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, buckle up if you have a tender set of ears, because we're talking profanity on Drive Time with DeRussia. How is it going? It's Jason. It's Thursday. The sun is out. Life feels good. I don't know, man. Who knows? We're getting through it. Memorial Day weekend on the way. Hopefully have some time off in the next couple of days to take some time to remember the sacrifice that others have taken. And the way our political leaders are expressing themselves, well, it's a little bit different, isn't it? We have taken note many times on this show about a more salty language that we're hearing from politicians, especially in Minnesota, it's Democrats. Democrats are using profanity. And when we're talking about politicians, it's never an accident, is it?
No.
They think it makes them more like you and me. Foul-mouthed, salt of the earth, people who like to drop an F-bomb once in a while. I wonder where you guys are on this, because I think it works. I think it works. I think when you do swear, when you drop an F-bomb, when you say holy shucks, that is how regular people talk. We are a profane society. We just are. And expecting our politicians to be better, well, I wonder if you guys even think it is better to avoid profanity. We have to on this show. If this were a podcast, Dan, I'd be absolutely losing it.
Just Blue City?
Oh. I find myself using profanity for shock value. So I use it every once in a while when I'm giving a speech or doing an award show or whatever, because people don't expect it from the guy who was the morning news anchor, or for the guy who's the afternoon drive radio host. You don't hear me saying, no, I'm not dropping the F-bomb on stage. I've had to ask you plenty of times on this show if it's all right. Like, am I allowed to say that?
Sure. Sometimes I even get the right answer.
The leader, I think, has been Senator Tina Smith. Which I don't know Tina Smith in real life. I've interviewed her plenty of times.
Sure.
But I've never, like, had a long conversation with her off the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I don't know is whether her use of profanity is performative, if it's a staffer, or if it is her. In fact, you know, we sometimes, because we have these conversations with people, sometimes you hear, well, you hear what you maybe wouldn't expect. This was the last time we had Tina Smith.
No, I think this was with Vanita.
Oh, it was Vanita.
Yeah.
Tina Smith was on with Vanita. And then, well, just take a listen.
Well, good morning, Vanita. It's so good to be with you this morning here from D.C. And yes, I'm happy to talk about this. this that we've been voting on this week in the Senate. And this legislation is sort of a solution to what happened with her, but it is actually not a good solution at all.
Yeah. I mean, that's Dina Smith. Just I'm with Vanita.
Awfully blue for morning radio. Yeah.
Do you like it or does it bother you? 651-461-9226. We got thinking about this today because the Minnesota Reformer wrote a story about DFL politicians and their use of profanity and how different it is and how intentional it seems. That, to me, is what makes this noteworthy, where you're looking at not just one politician. We saw Representative Ilhan Omar, who we'll talk about a little later, her lack of response when she was asked about the murders of two Israeli diplomats today. But when she was asked a question by a right-wing reporter from the Daily Caller, kind of a smart alecky question, where he was asking if she thought more politicians should go down to El Salvador. He was kind of making fun of the Democratic senator who went down to El Salvador. She said, F off. But she didn't say F. She said the word, F off. Which, to think a U.S. representative saying that, part of me says, like, this is outrageous. But the more I think about it, the more I think it's fine. Because we did it first. You can't walk down the street without hearing somebody dropping the F-bomb. You cannot go to a sporting event with your kids without hearing somebody swear all the time. It is how we all talk. It just is. I think it is normal. 651-461-9226. Lots of text coming on this. Jason, I disagree with it. They're supposed to be leaders. They're supposed to be representatives for the United States and for them to talk like that. I don't like it. Why is this okay, says another texter. What are we showing our youth or young adults? What's next? It's okay for teachers to speak this way? Well, I'd like to ask our teachers. Are you using a little more salty language in the classroom? I wonder. It's just so common, Dan. Like, to me, this type of language, it would be easy for me to pearl clutch and say, like, oh, no, this is the decline of America and the values. But I would be a hypocrite because you've heard me talk. Now, I'm not a big, I don't know, will you tell me?
No, you don't use profanity.
Not
any more than you would hear in a normal common conversation.
Now, when I was in TV, depending on what photographer I was working with a lot, my wife would notice. I'd come home and she's like, don't you think you're
a little more colorful with the metaphors here?
But I definitely find myself picking up language of others that I spend a lot of time with. Well, we all do.
I was going to say, that's a very common human reaction in terms of ways of speaking, accents, all that kind of stuff. If you're around people, especially if you're around people that use view in an authoritative position and they're using this language, you tend to take that on a little bit more. Yes. And that's where I sort of have an issue with politicians doing it, because it's clearly performative. It's clearly, because this isn't something that was normal or has been common amongst public political speech.
Mm.
And it's only recently that this has started to make its way into some sort of commonality. Tina Smith never used this sort of language on social media until she announced she wasn't running for re-election, and then suddenly a switch flipped. It's clearly performative, and it's clearly meant to elicit a certain type of reaction, and I'm not sure that that's a positive thing in any way, shape, or form.
651-461-9226. Our creative editing of Tina Smith was because she went after Elon Musk. She called him, if I say the D word, do people know what I'm talking about? This is the ultimate D boss move from Musk, except he isn't even the boss. He's just a D. Tim Walz. We heard Tim Walz calling Elon Musk a dip. Mm. In the story in the Reformer, they said this is that Democrats are doing this because they're trying to be the kind of stick it to the man party. They're trying to get down from the ivory tower that they were accused of being, sort of this elite Ivy League academic group of nerds, sort of what the Republicans used to be when I was younger. And now it's the Democrats who are capturing this idea. I just wonder if it bothers you. Lots of texts coming in. Teachers we're hearing from. So why don't I share that in just a minute? Julie, by the way, says, not all of us talk trash. Do not include me or my friends in this. I'm very disappointed in your attitude. Julie, you sound like my mother. I've disappointed you. I'm not saying I want more politicians to swear. I'm saying it doesn't bother me. 651-461-9226. Drive time back in a minute.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I swear my rear end off, but I'm a degenerate, says one texter. I expect more people at least to the job setting. Seems like it's a they go low, we go low, cyclical situation. Let's go to Sue in Roseville. Sue, I'm not for more profanity, but it doesn't bother me. It is how regular people talk. What do you think?
Well, I had the distinct privilege of being raised by an English teacher, and she would say to my three brothers and me, why would you advertise the limitations of your vocabulary?
Oh, that is peak English teacher. I love it. I love it. We were not allowed to say shut up in our household. So profanity was met with the good old fashioned wash your mouth out with soap is what happened in our house.
We had restrictions as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it bother you when you see like Governor Walz or a Senator Tina Smith using that kind of language?
I think that it is unnecessary.
Yeah.
To use profanity to get a point across. And I would love to have an explanation as to why the change.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the reality is, and in the true tell is when you see a politician sort of pause before they deliver the profanity, where then you know it was written, it's in their script, right? Like it's maybe that some script writer has decided. And I do think the writers, the speech writers, have decided that in a time where so many people are consuming media through podcasts, it's a lot more casual. You hear a lot more profanity. Almost every pop song has an explicit version and a radio version, which I have discovered sometimes quite awkwardly by listening to music at home. But this is our culture. We are a profane culture right now. I think we are. I don't know if it's good or bad. I just think it is.
I agree with you. It has evolved to that. I'm not sure that it's the best for us as a society.
I think you're right. Thanks, Sue. Bill's in Monticello. Bill, thanks for calling CCO. What do you think about this?
Well, here I am. If you have you're a business owner and you have an employee that tells you to F off, you would fire him immediately.
Yes, 100% true.
These politicians are hired by us, basically.
Mm.
So don't you think there's, if they want respect in the position that they hold, they need to give their constituents equal respect. Now, they don't have to like what people say about them or about what they believe in or about how they're voting, but they got to show a little bit of respect. So I disagree that politicians, they should not be using that kind of language, especially to the constituents that's trying to bring up a point or ask a question.
Does it bother you more when it's politician you don't agree with?
No, I think it's all the same. Right. I mean, that kind of language belongs in the fishing boat or, in the bowling alley, your buddies. It don't belong out on the streets with politicians to their constituents. Zero. It's just period.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. Neil's in St. Paul. Neil, you're on CCO. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, how you doing?
We got our finger on the delay, so if you want to let
Yeah. No. Neil's clean. I'm a clean conservative. I never swear. I never use. Yeah. No. Yeah. You know, I like the last caller. I don't think it helps get any point across. I think it makes him look a little bit more unstable than Tampon Tim already is, which is, if that's possible. I think he should stick to trying to learn how to. I think he should.
Neil, I got to give you credit. The ability with a straight face to call the man Tampon Tim while at the same time saying that it's bad that he has a potty mouth.
Yeah, but that's not a swear word.
I know, and but
did he not want tampons in the boy's bathroom, yes or no?
He did not. No, that was not.
Okay.
No.
Did he call all Republicans weird?
Yes
or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, now that's just a blanket statement that shows his inability to eloquently get a point across, as long as, the guy's a buffoon. All he did was campaign, run around and dance around like a clown. Give me some substance.
Do you mind when, say, Donald Trump swears?
I don't like it anytime. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I don't love it, but I do wonder. I mean, we want authenticity, or at least fake authenticity, out of our politicians. And the truth is, we know they talk like this behind the camera.
Well,
so
a good Effenheimer once in a while never hurt a guy. But you got to place it just right. You know.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the timing. Thanks, Neil. I mean. It's impressive.
It really was. It really was.
Oh,
there's. Look, but I do think there's a point there, right? That, there is a time and a place for salty language. But the problem is when it becomes every other word, or when it's used overly casually, or when it's used in a performative sense where I'm saying this so that you see that I'm saying this.
Yeah, but everything politicians say is performative. So why is this? Why do we single this out?
Because because there's no value to this other than the shock value, right? That's the only reason that they're using this language is to try to shock people and
get
their
attention.
I
think it's that they want to be relatable. I'm just like you. I'm Joe Sixpack.
I think this is all attention grabbing. This is all, like I said, performative and for shock value.
It works.
There's plenty of ways.
It does work.
There's plenty of ways to say I'm like you without going to this.
Yeah, but we reward the shock. It goes viral. It goes crazy.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't think that's about authenticity. I think
it's
that's
more
about
being relatable. I'll cede your point that there is an element of this for sure, of the fact that, especially Walls has found. The more aggressive he is about language, and it gets him in trouble, right? Like when he compares ICE agents to the Gestapo.
Which is absurd, but yes.
Right. And so what happens when you decide that you're going to play with fire, and that the more colorful you are with language, the more viral it goes, the more clicks it goes, the more donations you get, then you are going to get burned every once in a while.
Any press is good press, though, is the game.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, because your side will dismiss it. Just like everyone dismisses everything.
Yes.
And you just say,
as you agree with them. Yeah.
What about Trump?
Yeah.
That's far. And I think a lot of texters are saying, I'm not worried about the profanity, when I'm more worried about kind of what this administration.
Which
is
a purely partisan argument, right? Because that discounts the idea that we can both look at this and say, oh, no, that's not so good. While at the same time looking at policy decisions being made by the government and say, oh, that isn't good either, that it has to be one or the other. I dismiss those arguments pro forma. We talked about this a little bit during the break. There's a lot of flailing going on by Democrats right now, right? They lost in a way that sort of broke them a little bit. And so it must have been the podcast that there's the reason that we lost. Right. We didn't go on enough podcasts. So now every Democrat's either starting a podcast or trying to get on a podcast. or it's the profanity, or they're just trying to cast stuff around and see if they can get something to stick. When the reality is, the reason they lost is because the economy was horrible, and in people, that's the way people felt, and they didn't speak to that. And instead of speaking to where people are at, they're trying to do all this stuff on the periphery, and it's not going to work.
I think some of what they're doing is matching where people are at, though. And these two texts indicate that. I don't mind profanity in general, and don't mind it right now from our Democratic politicians in particular, because it matches how I feel about what is happening in D.C. And another person saying the people who are fed up with Trump want the Democrats to show that they are mad. So a little swearing does that. It's interesting. I think it's really interesting. A great piece in the Minnesota Reformer, which is typically a left-leaning, I would say, news organization. But this was quite an interesting piece by Madison McVann in the Minnesota Reformer. Let's break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the concept of forgiveness. Clemency. Minnesota has a clemency board. There was an opinion piece in the Star Tribune from an activist, a teacher, who would like to be granted clemency and has not, but it's brought up a discussion about what is clemency, what is forgiveness, how does it work, when should it be granted. So we're going to talk with a couple experts in this area. Minnesota does have a clemency review board. When do you forgive? When do you wipe it clean? And should you ever? We'll talk about that when we come back on CCO.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.